chapter 59, and then two other verses found in John chapter 8. The first two verses in Isaiah 59, and I want to say this before I read, that if you're here today and you have been made by the Spirit of God to realize that you're lost and separated from God, and you're still in that condition, you need to get that resolved. You need to seek the Lord with all your heart, and you need to be saved. Because every day that passes you by is lessening your opportunity for that. And so I want you to think about that. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." And then in John chapter 8, in verses 20 and 21, it says, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." And I want to drop down now. I'm going to read one more verse found in the 24th verse of John chapter 8. Jesus said, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins." I want you to listen to the very simple statement that the Lord Jesus made. He said, "For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." If you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. I want to go back to, for a moment, to what Isaiah said, what we find recorded in the 59th chapter of Isaiah. And I want to speak to you today for just a few moments about being separated from God. Now, that's what we find mentioned here in Isaiah chapter 2. It says, Isaiah chapter 59. We're told there that the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. You know, listen, I want you to know something today. If you're still lost and without God, it's not because the Lord can't save. He can save. And he will save, and he wants to save, and he will save you when you meet his terms, when you meet his conditions. But the problem is that there's a separation between you and him because of sin. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. Now the Bible says that this is something that is the same with all of us, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And those of us here today that have been saved, we could all tell you of a time in our life when we realized that we were separated from God because of our sins. And only God is able to forgive that. And if we go back into the beginning of the Bible and we look at some things that are recorded in the first and second chapter of the book of Genesis, we read about God in his 6 days of creation, And we read about how that he had created man. And that he had also, the Bible tells us that God had planted the Garden of Eden. He had planted a garden eastward in Eden. And he had taken the dust of the ground and he had formed man. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. And God took that man that he had formed and he placed him in the garden. And the Bible says that he put him there to dress it and to keep it. And he gave to him a law and he was told that of all of the trees of the garden he could freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he was not to eat of that tree. And God told him, in the day that you do, you will surely die. Now, listen, we know from the scriptures that Adam transgressed God's law. Adam disobeyed what God had commanded him, and he transgressed that law. And since we know that God never lies, everything that God ever says is true, we know that the very day that Adam took of that fruit, that he died. He died then. And you know, you could take the Bible and you could study that and you could read and you could see that Adam lived for a long time after that. And you can read about the time of his physical death, and you could say, well, listen, preacher, evidently he didn't die that day, but he did die that day. But he didn't die physically that day, but he did die spiritually. He did become separated from God. And that's what spiritual death is. We're lost. We're separated from God because of sin. Adam became separated from God because of sin. Now, you know, there was something that was true of Adam and Eve for a time that has never been true about any of us. And that is that there was a time when they lived on the earth and they were not sinners. Now, that didn't last long because of their disobedience. But there was a time that they did live, and they were not sinners. They were not guilty of sin. They lived for a time the way that God had made them. They were perfect. They were morally perfect. They were upright until they chose to disobey God, until Adam chose to be a sinner. But it's not that way with you and I. The Bible teaches us that we are born with that depraved nature. Everybody since Adam's transgression, everybody that has been born of his seed has come into this world a sinner. If we look in Psalm chapter 51, verse 5, David says that about himself. He said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Now, we understand that there is a time in infancy. There is a time when we are children. There is a time when we are protected. There is a time before God calls us to account for our sins that we are protected. But listen, when you come to the place where the Holy Spirit of God convicts you of the fact that you're a sinner, and that you are lost, you are separated from God from that moment. And it won't ever be fixed. That separation won't ever be closed. You'll never be brought back together. You'll never be brought back into fellowship with God unless you come to Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only way for you to be saved. You'll never be saved unless you acknowledge that you're a sinner before God and repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. If you never do that, I want you to understand this today. If you never do that on this side of eternity, if you never meet God's conditions, if you never repent before a holy God, if you never trust the only Savior, Jesus Christ, with all your heart, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die with sin to your account. Jesus told those unbelieving Jews, if you never embrace me as the Savior, if you never believe, and listen, I want you to understand something today, and you can look the word up and you'll see that this is right. He wasn't talking about just them believing a fact in their mind. He was saying, if you never believe with all your heart that I'm He, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die without me. I want you to know something today. For those of you that are lost, I'm concerned about your soul. This church is concerned about your soul. None of us are as concerned about it as God is. And I hope and pray that you're concerned today about your soul, about the eternal welfare of your soul, because, listen, time is passing away. Opportunities are become fewer and fewer. Listen, each day that passes you by, you don't have more time to seek the Lord for salvation. You have less time. Time is running out. It's running out. We don't. None of us know when we're going to die. None of us know that we're going to make it through today or not. None of us know when the day of death is going to come. We live in a world that's wicked. We live in a world that strays further and further and further away from God all the time. We live in a world and in a nation where sin abounds more and more all the time. And listen, one of these days, the Lord's going to say, that's enough. And He's going to come. And He's going to bring an end to this. He's going to bring an end to this temporal mess. You can call it what you want to today, but I'm telling you, the world's in a mess. I mean, it's in a mess. This nation that we live in is in a mess. You know why? Because we live in a nation that wants less and less of God all the time and more sin all the time. The hearts of men are set on wicked things. And we read in the Bible how that God looked down in the days of Noah and how that He saw that every imagination of the thoughts of men's heart was only evil continually. And God said, I'll destroy them from the face of the earth. You know what? One day, God's going to say, that's enough. That's enough. I'm finished with it. And we don't know when that's going to be. I'm trying to tell you today that if you're lost and in your sins, you're walking around in a dangerous state. If you die today, if the Lord comes today, if you've not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've not trusted in Him for the salvation of your soul, church, pray today. Would you pray today? I came this way this morning with a prayer on my heart today that those who are lost would seek the Lord and find Him today. You need salvation today. You need it today because you're not promised another day. You're going to die. Listen, we're all going to die. We're going to die. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9 and 27, it's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. But I'm bound for that city. It's okay if I die. It's okay if I die today because I'm bound for God's great city. In fact, I mentioned this. At Chandler Park on Thursday, I said, Listen, when a child of God passes from this life, it's not only okay, it's great gain. To live as Christ and to die as gain, it's okay. Because those of us that have been saved, if we die today, we're going to die happy. And we're going to die safe and secure in the Lord and go to heaven. Listen, if you die lost and in your sins, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell. You're going to go to a place where the worm dies not and the fire is never quenched, and you're going to suffer eternal torment forever and forever. If you don't put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and find Him, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to split a devil's hell wide open, and you're never going to find a way out. You'll never escape. You'll never escape the damnations of that place. You'll be like the rich man that we read about in the 16th chapter of Luke. Your testimony for eternity. Think about it. Your testimony for eternity will be, I am tormented in these flames. I'm tormented in these flames. You're separated from God. If you're lost, you're separated from God because of sin. And you know what? I can't forgive you of your sin. Brother Lowe or none of the other deacons here can forgive you of your sin. You can't forgive yourself of your sin. You can't fix your own condition. Only God can forgive sins. And the only way that He does forgive sin is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one God and one mediator between men and God. That's the man Christ Jesus. And that's the only way that God will forgive you of your sins is if you come to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you do that? Will you do that today? Think about it. Folks, this is serious. Amen. This is not a game. We're talking about the eternal welfare of your soul. We're talking about whether you spend an eternity in heaven with God or spend an eternity in hell with the devil and his angels. We're talking about eternal matters here. Where are you going to spend it? Where are you going to spend eternity? Will you think about that today? If you're here and you know that you're lost today, will you come to the Lord today? Or will you just brush it off and neglect it and reject Him? I'm going to tell you something. If you do that, you know what you're saying to the Lord? I don't want you. I don't want you. If you push Him away, if you reject Him, knowing all the while that you need Him, knowing all the while that you're lost, you're just telling the Lord, I don't want you. I don't want you. Will you seek Him for the salvation of your soul while we have a song? Will you come to the Lord and be saved?